This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Lakefront homeowners in Adams County are waging a war against the man who operates the dam that their lake depends on. As Glenn Moberg reports, the man who bought the dam in 1985 has been told that he might not even own it.
A thin 70-year-old man with a gray ponytail looks down at the water rushing through the gates of the Friendship Lake Dam.
Yeah, I bought this dam 35 years ago. It was a wreck. It cost me a fortune to fix it up. And these people say, well, yeah, you only paid $1,000 for it. It wasn't worth anything more than that.
Chuck Pfeiffer thinks his dam is worth a lot more than that now. He wants $1.2 million.
It is a valid price. Whether I would sell it to them for less would be out of the good graces of my heart.
The homeowners in the Friendship Lake District want to own the dam because they aren't happy with the way Pfeiffer has been running it. Bob Berry, the group's president, is balking at the price.
His reasoning and his logic for wanting that amount of money is ridiculous.
Barry walks down the steps of his manicured lawn to the lakeshore and points to his pier, which is high and dry. He blames Pfeiffer for lowering the water levels.
Mr. Pfeiffer will open the gates to drain the water down. Most of us residents, and it's my opinion, Phil, he's doing it just to kind of screw with us so we can't get our boats in. We can't enjoy the lake.
Pfeiffer admits that he has lowered the lake levels in the past few years.
The lake was lowered down, one, for safety reasons, and make the dam a hell of a lot more convenient to run for my purposes.
And he says he doesn't care if Bob Berry can get his boat in the water.
A lake that doesn't generate power and all it does is support high-speed motorboat racing out here with 200 horsepower boats, it really doesn't appeal to me at all.
Pfeiffer says he got into the dam business because of a lifelong fascination with green energy. In a small room above the spillway, a generator that he built converts the rushing water into hydroelectric power, which he sells back to the power company.
240,000 kilowatt hours a year.
But the dam may not be safe, according to the DNR. They sent a letter to Pfeiffer in the Village of Friendship demanding that steps be taken to address some problems, or they would drain the lake. The department also questions whether Pfeiffer actually owns the dam, because in 1985, the village didn't get a permit to sell it to him. Both the village and Pfeiffer think the sale was legal.
I do own this dam. Now, if I don't own it, then nobody owns anything.
Pfeiffer says he has done some of the required safety work, including a study known as a dam failure analysis, but he won't show it to the DNR.
You think I'm going to hand them a $17,000 dam failure analysis for free when they say I don't own it? I'd rather burn it.
The safety concerns came to a head on July 8th when torrential rains brought the lake level up to the top of the berm. Bob Berry was suddenly complaining about too much water.
Most of my pier sections and most of the neighbors' pier sections, the decking was all floating, scattered around the lake. My boat was all kittywampus.
When Pfeiffer arrived and opened the gates, it flooded Friendship Park. Barry says it shouldn't have happened.
In my opinion, it was negligent on his part for not keeping an eye on the levels of the lake.
Pfeiffer bristles at the charge.
Quite honestly, some people who don't know anything about what they're doing need to keep their mouths shut.
Now, the Lake District is trying to condemn the dam and take it from Pfeiffer for $110,000. The District Secretary, Karen Picorni, says property values are falling.
They are not able to sell their homes. As a Lake District, we have the right to do this. And the right is for the greater good.
Chuck Pfeiffer says he's worried about his property.
They're greedy to get something for free.
They claim that what you're doing is hurting their property values.
I bet it is. And quite honestly, they're the people with the keys and the purse that can rectify it within 5 minutes.
The ownership dispute and the effort to take the dam are in the hands of the attorneys. In the meantime, there is precious little Friendship on Friendship Lake. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.